During World War II, some 120,000 Japanese Americans were incarcerated in one of 10 concentration camps in the western interior of the country. Each held from 7,000 to 19,000 people, two-thirds of them U.S. citizens. Bill Shishima is a former teacher and a founding member of the Japanese American National Museum in Los Angeles. Born in 1930, he grew up in California, where his parents ran a grocery store. When he was 11, his family was given 1 week's notice of their impending incarceration at Heart Mountain Relocation Center in Wyoming, where they spent the next 3 years. As Shishima explains, the center was just like a prisoner of war camp.
About 25 people lived in one barrack, which was 20 feet wide and 120 foot long. Initially, we didn't have any insulation, and we happened to get one of the coldest winters in Wyoming history, minus 28 degrees. And being from California, we didn't have winter clothing. We were issued these World War I Navy coats. These were all adult sizes. I was a young kid of 11 years old, so when I wore it, it looked like the jacket was walking.
Shishima's family of seven were cramped into a 20-foot by 24-foot room. They initially had to make mattresses out of straw that stank of horse manure. There was little privacy, he recalls.
We only had one light bulb. We had one potbelly stove to keep us warm, but no water. So we had to go to the public laundry room or go to the mess hall to get a drink of water. Then the latrines. The woman in Heart Mountain complained, so they put partitions, but still no doors. But on the men's side, we didn't have any partition, so we had to sit next to strangers and do our personal business. The shower room was about 8 feet by 10 feet. On one wall, we had four shower heads, and the other wall, another four, so no privacy. The woman didn't have showers in Heart Mountain. They had bathtubs.
At the camp, there were schools and clubs, such as Boy and Girl Scouts. There were organized sports, and even proms were held. When some boys got old enough, they received draft notices to go and fight for the U.S. Army. Many went, eager to prove their loyalty, but many refused, triggering a mass protest.
63 members of the Heart Mountain camp got draft notices. They resisted. They said, unless you free our family, then they will not serve in the United States Army. But the courts said no. So they got federal penitentiary service, 2 to 3 years. About 300 protested from the 10 camps.
When Shishima's family was released in 1945, they had to completely rebuild their lives. In 1988, the U.S. government made an official apology, accompanied by a $20,000 check. Shishima decided to donate the money to help build the Japanese American National Museum that opened to the public in 1992.
Are you willing to give up 3 years of your life for $20,000? My parents lost his hotel and grocery business, and he had to start all over again at 50 years old. He was long gone by 1988. So I put it into this museum to tell our story so that this never happens to anyone again.